This is VOA News. I'm Diane Roberts. At least one person was killed and two were injured on Thursday in a blast and fire at a building belonging to the Border Patrol of Russia's FSB Security Service in the southern city of Rostov-on-Don, according to officials quoted by Russian news agencies. Footage captured by Reuters showed a plume of thick black smoke billowing in the air near residential buildings and a shopping center in a built-up district of the city. The U.S. military released video Thursday of a Russian military intercept that resulted in the downing of a U.S. surveillance drone Tuesday over the Black Sea. VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
The video shows a Russian Suhoi Su-27 fighter jet dumping fuel as it approaches the U.S. MQ drone from behind and passes over the top. A second Suhoi fighter jet approaches in a similar manner, and as it reaches the drone, the video feed is disrupted at the moment the U.S. military says the Russian fighter collided with the drone. A final shot shows the video feed restored and that one of the drone's propeller blades has been bent. The video release came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Lloyd Austin spoke to his Russian counterpart about the encounter. He told reporters the U.S. will continue to fly and operate wherever international law allows, and it is incumbent upon Russia to operate its military aircraft in a safe and professional manner. Pentagon officials said it was the first call between the two defense leaders since October. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
A special UN commission for Ukraine has not found evidence of genocide as it investigates violations of human rights in the conflict with Russia, its head said on Thursday. The head of the Independent International Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine did tell journalists the team was following the evidence and that there were, quote, some aspects which may raise questions, end quote, about possible genocide. This is VOA News. Britain said on Thursday it would ban TikTok on government phones with immediate effect, a move that follows other Western countries who have barred the Chinese-owned video app over security concerns. TikTok has come under increasing scrutiny due to fears that user data from the app, owned by Beijing company ByteDance, could end up in the hands of the Chinese government, undermining Western security interests. China urged the United States to stop unreasonably suppressing TikTok on Thursday after Washington gave the popular video sharing app an ultimatum to part ways with its Chinese owners or face a nationwide ban. It came, as we mentioned, as the UK announced a security ban on the video app on government devices. The White House was reported on Wednesday to have told the app that it will be banned in the U.S. if it continues to be owned by the Beijing-based tech firm. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken has met with top Ethiopian leaders in an effort to repair damaged ties after the brutal two-year civil war against forces in the northern Tigray region. Left an estimated 500,000 people dead. VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sine reports.
Blinken said African leadership, Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, and Tigrayan leaders all deserve credit for the cessation of hostilities reached in November, supported by the United States. And he brought some good news, pointing out that the U.S. is the biggest bilateral donor of aid to Ethiopia.
Today, I announced an additional $331 million in emergency food and humanitarian assistance that will reach billions of people, millions of Ethiopians affected by conflict, affected by drought.
Blinken said that with peace taking hold, Ethiopia is moving in the right direction and the U.S. shares its aspirations, but is not ready to welcome it back into the U.S. trade program right now. Cindy Sane, VOA News.
German automaker Volkswagen is planning a multi-billion dollar investment over the next 5 years into its next generation of vehicles. Here's Reuters' Francis McGuire.
Volkswagen is going big on its charge into electric vehicles. The German automaker said Tuesday it plans to invest $193 billion over the next 5 years. About two-thirds of that is aimed at electrification and digitalization. That investment is well up from a plan the carmaker released last year. VW wants half of its sales to be EVs by 2030. The company will also spend big on battery production and its North American operations, while investment in combustion engines is due to fall from 2025.
I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
Hits.